Rabosai, yesterday at the very end we started the sugya of Sfichim. Let's turn our attention to the Mishnah, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, and Masechta Shvius. A whole series of various kinds of vegetations, which I'm not exactly sure what they mean. It says, Nilkochim, Mikolodem, Shvius, She'en, Kayotzvem, Nishmar. What does Nishmar mean? Meshumer. Meshumer is a problem. According to some Rishon and Rabbi Natan, it's also Bachila, period, forever. And according to those who disagree with Rabbi Natan, Rashi, still you're not supposed to buy it from him. Okay, as Meshumer, you're not supposed to buy it from him. We saw the Ramban Chumash suggest even situations of a Goy, which the Poskim disagreed with. But certainly a Jew, aside from the Rabbi Natan sheet, that is always an Isra Bachila on the payers, no matter where they end up, even if you disagree with that, you're not supposed to buy from someone who was in violation and has been shown with the Paris and Shvias, which is supposed to be mafkin. Fine. That's the first half of the mission. What's this all about? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? So here, according to the Rashi and the Rosh, the stand-up shot, there's a separate part of the Mishnah. Nothing to do with anything else. The first half of the Mishnah speaks about what? Mishumer. Which is a potential Issa D'Oraisa, potentially Tet D'Gomer, not the Issa Svich and D'Rabbanon, which means some Xer Mishum over Ever, we saw a few times in the Rambam. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol HaSvich and Mutorin, Chutz Misvich HaKruv, Shein Kayotze Ben Birokos, Birokos Sadach. Omer Omerim, Kol HaSvich and Asurin. What's this all about? What's this all about? Zok the Rosh. The Rosh is much shorter than the Rash. So we'll start there. Kol HaSvich and Mutorin. Rabbi Akiva in Torah, we discussed this a little bit at the end of the shiur yesterday. This is a stand-up shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is divided into two parts. The first was talking about Meshumer, and now the second part is talking about Tzvichim. Right? That's all yesterday's shiur. However, Rabbi Osai, that's very nice. It's very, very nice. There's a Rambam. Let's open to the Rambam and see what he says and why he says it. Rabbi Osai, please. Rambam, Perek Dalet, and Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam is an Easter. The whole thing of Perek Dalet, I think we already read the first three halachas a while ago, where the Rambam explains the Easter Sfichim with the Ram, Xamishim over Avera, Halacha Yud Beis, in the same context, all talk about Sfichim, Hayerek Mishas Likitaso. Look at that. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Perek Kama de Roshana Ola Yud Beis, Amin and Hachi, and in Truma Meiser. Now we know. Umashma the Rabbeinu, do Adinan in Shvius. Wow. There's no source. No source in Shas, no Mishnah, no Breiser, no Yerushalmi. Rama Misvara said the same way as you followed the Kita with respect to Yerek for Trumas of Meisers, so too with respect to Shvius. That's quite a jump. That's quite a jump. Fine. The truth is, that we shall see momentarily, it's very possible that although the Kesef Mishnah may be correct halacha lemaisa, it's all based upon Svara, the Rambam in his initial interpretation of the Mishnah may have found it in our Mishnah itself. Let's take a look at Pirush Mishnayos the Rambam. You have different versions of Pirush Mishnayos, because you have different versions of Masechta Shvius. At least two or three versions floating around. There is the old-fashioned Shas. Then there is the, what I have, the Oz V'Hadar Seder's Roim. And then there's the super, super Oz HaShvius, which includes, we'll see soon, a Madura Basra of the Rambam. Let's first take a look at what everyone has printed in his original Pirush Mishnayos Rambam. And let's see what it says. Remember, The first part of the Mishnah is all about Meshumer. Nothing to do with the Isser of Sficha. That's clear, everyone agrees to that. Okay? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sficha Chalam Utaran, She Sficha Chalam Utaran, the Rambam, Lo Nechshetu Aleim Ovi Aveira, Lo Havi Osam Min HaMeshum, Min HaShomer. Whoa, Shomer? Whoa. We thought until now the Rosh and the Rash, Rabbi Yehuda starts a new parak in the Mishnah, a whole new topic. Toma Nisa Sficha. No. The old story of Meshumer. Let's go on. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shasvichin Kulam Mutter Lakachos the Malderach Shamarne Mikol Adam, then Shem Suffolk, and when Hashomer Omen Ahefker, so etc. So we can be makel in this kind of a situation. I guess fake of the Kula. Chachomer Omen, no. Sheino Mutter Liknos Tavash Besvichin Yadim Arts Mishamponin. Why? Because again, we're afraid. It's coming when I'm a Shumer. We're up to the Yisus Svichin. Where to go? Yisus Svichin, where are you? Where are you? So, the Vilna Gaon, who only had this Madura of the Rambam, Madura Kamed, and everything else, writes in Shnos Eliyo. Some of you may have the Shnos Eliyo on the side of your of the Mishnayos. I have one on the side. Towards the very, very end of his piece in Mishnah Aleph, the very end, goes to a whole discussion of Svichim. And he says, Pshat Svala is amazing. He says, Aval Inyan, I don't know if you're able to see it, Aval Inyan is, everyone has different editions. So it's the last part, I would say the last quarter of Shnos Eliyo and Mishnah Aleph, different matters of Shimon Omer. To pluk the Rabbi Kiva Chachamim, the Chachamim Svirlu, the Svichim Mutaran Legamri Lechol Afilim Edivrei Sofrim. Not the way the whole world learns. Rabbi Kiva Svichim Asim Edaraisa, and the Chachamim say Svichim are Heter Gamur. Ayat says Beferish in Torah's Kohanim, quoted by the Rush, Ein Svichim Asurim Edatom Edivrei Sofrim. No, it's worried about the Achshash Meshumer. As the Gura goes on, Elalinian Nikach Me'amar Tzvir L'Da'asim Yidivrei Sofrim Shemem Ben HaShomeru. That's the Machlokas of Shimon and the Chachamim in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon is not worried about it, the Chachamim are. Aval Abraisa Asya Aliba Derbe Kiva Hot Tzvichim Asur Ben HaTorah Pesachim. Okay. And there, it's the other way around. Rabbi Shimon holds a quote to Rabbi Kiva, Kol HaSvichem Asurim Chutz Misviche Kruv. Why? It's Doma Le'ilan. Okay. Chachamim say no. Low plug. We know what low plug means in this camp. Low plug. Fine. Good. This is a yisod of the Vilna Gaon. The quote of the Rambam, in his parish of Mishnayis, according to those who argue Rabbi Kiva, Svichim as such are heter gomer. Are heter gomer. There's no gzera whatsoever. Fine. Then he says as follows. Chen asugi b'psochim about Svichim k'Rabbi Kiva v'chol ha-Mishnayis shalonu. Ask a chachamim. There's no reason to speak him at all. V'chein da'as yam shapirish from asnesin in the kicha k'moshe kasev v'dat l'shem to speak him mutter. Can you believe it? We already mentioned that Rashi sheet is unique. There's no reason to speak until after beer. There is also in effect no reason to speak. He seems to wait away halacha l'maisa. The Rambam, at least in the pirish from Mishnah, said the same thing. No such thing as reason to speak. We take for granted two of the greatest of the greatest of the greatest of the great. Rashi and the Rambam say l'hadam. No such. We're going to spend some time in Yisus Svichim today, tomorrow. No such thing. No such is. Rashi only after beer, and the Rambam only called the Rabbi Kiva. Says the Gra in his last four words, "Uvechiburo pasak the Svichin asurin." In his chibur in Yad Hachazaka, he paskin the Svichin arasa. He backed out. He backed out, Rabosai. He backed out. Now the Vilna Gaon had no way of knowing that there was a Madura Basra of the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos. Where can it be found? So those who have the Otzer HaShvi's have it there. Am I correct? What's in a bracket? I have what I thought was the most updated issue. I have also heard that they don't have it. So, I have Rabbi Kapach. It's exactly the same thing, just about word for word. You can read it. Those who have the Otsa can read it in the Otsa. Those who have nothing else, different Gemara, have to weigh, rely on your neighbor. Or weigh on Rabbi Kapach points out, there were actually three versions. This is incredible. Three versions of the Rambam on this Mishnah. First, the second, and the third. And what Rabbi Kapach himself prints is the third version, the final version, which is what his maskana was. Obviously, that's what we have to print. The Pirish Mishnah Zul, Kotev Rabbeinu Shalosh Maduris, is page Kuf Nun Ches in the Kapach edition. First, he has what we've printed in our printed. Printed edition. In the second edition, he crossed the whole thing out. They crossed the whole thing out completely. And he wrote as follows. Look, those who have the oats are looking sorry. For kodam lana shekol ayirakos atzomchem b'lizriya elayim hefker lo nesra achilasin b'shviyas mikirudin fishetam isu kol mashe derech b'adam lezara b'chol shana b'shum over yaveira. So he meant the first half, he meant not also mikirudin, but it's aser midrabanan l'fich aser kol asvichim. Finished. That's the controlling sentence. There is an Isra of Svichim. There is an Isra of Svichim. Changed his mind. Madura Shlishis, he put back most of the Madura Kama, but he crossed out the end of the Madura Kama, and he took out part of the Madura Basra, Shnia, and put back the end of Madura Shlishis. A whole story. And the Vilna Gaon figured it out. I ain't Grusha here, but Tzedek, Sherebeinu Chosibo. Someone wanted to argue with the Grus. Says, no, the Grus right. Okay, great, the Grus right. Okay. This is, right? Am I correct? What I read is what you have in the Otsu. Good. This is a very important. Gears have changed. Rambam changed his mind. Rabosai, what's Pshat and Rab Shimon? Why does Rab Shimon say, Kalasvicha Mutarim, if there exists an Isra of Svichim in the Rabbana? According to the Rambam Pirush Mishnah, says we have, okay, we understand, you worry about Meshumma, not worry about Meshumma. This question is not discussed by the Rambam himself, but in the Pas HaShulchan, he talks about it. It's in Simon Gimel, Sivkot and Beis, page Chav Tes, Omen Aleph, in this edition. Okay, what's Pshat and Rab Shimon? And he points out also, the Rambam has a Pirush Mishnayos, but then he has a Rambam in the Chibur. Okay? Okay. Go further. Oh. What's Takap Shad Rab Shimon? Why does Rab Shimon say that there's some kind of leniencies? He says as follows. Whatever we can tell that it grew from before, there's no Isser. Why? I'm quoting the Pas HaShulchan directly. Rav Shimon says, Kol HaSvichim Mutarim Rak Svichei Kruv Mitama. The Kol HaSvichim Minkri HaGodol Mikvar O Masha Godol Mizriyoso Begino V'Sodem Avil Kruv Lo Minkir Shedato Legadol Imos. It says in Yerushalmi. So apparently, Reb Shimon is being makel on the grounds that you can determine what's new and what's old, and therefore we're not so much worried. It's going to be new stuff, and they'll claim it's old stuff, and thereby try to get around the Isur of Zriya. Okay? We're not afraid. He'll plant on the 7th and say it came from the 6th. His scam will be exposed. It's Minka. We don't pass like that. Now, if this is the case, once the Rambam came to this conclusion, there's absolutely no source anywhere for what he said before, that you follow Shas Lekicha, Lekita, when it comes to Yerokos. According to their original interpretation, the Pirush Mishnayos originally, it's very possible that that's Pshat in the Mishnah. That's the Pshat in our Mishnah. Okay? That you follow you follow the Shas Lakita with respect to Sichin, as you would follow it with respect to Meiser. That's if you look at some of the Mefarshim and the Rishalmi, the Rashas, and the Mara Aponim. They say it away, but the Maskonas Rambam, no, there's no source. It's only a Svara, as the Kesef Mishnah said. Now, it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, you have to be careful. Didn't the same Kesef Mishnah tell us, per Dala Choftes, our favorite Rambam, that it's possible to have a situation where an Isa Svichim without Kedusha Shvius? That's a quote to Rabbi Kiva, for example. It would actually be true, Mishal Nochrim, as we said. So therefore, why should we say that just because it follows Lakita for Trumas and Meis and Kedusha Shvius, it should also follow Lakita for the Yisur of Svichim? The two would seem to be two separate entities. Why does it go together? That's what Kasha, which bothers me. Apparently, and that's exactly what the Rosh and the Rosh said. We saw the Rosh. The Rosh said, yes, Kedusha Shvius, it has no Yisur Svichim. This is the Kesef in a different context. Yisur Svichim, yes. No Kedusha Shvius. Never the twain shall meet. Tell the 14 psukim apart. I mean, they're completely different, coming from different places. Apparently, you can make the following. We mentioned it once before. That when the Rambam says you follow Lakita, Chazanishas don't take it literally. It means that it had a little bit of growth on Shemitah as well. Or, on the alternative, we can argue, you follow both Chumras. You follow the Chumrah, that if we're worried in practical terms that something's going to be done on Shemitah, we have to answer it, even though there's no Kedusha Shvius. And the other way around as well. As long as it has Kedusha Shvius, we answer it automatically, Mishum Lo Plug, even when the reason that he may plant it on Shvius perhaps may not apply. That's perhaps we can go in the Chumrah in both directions. Fine. Good. Now, Rabbi Osai, we already saw Shitas at Haramba with respect to the Isa Svichim. We follow the din of Lakita. We already saw the Rosh is Beferish Vakert. As long as it started on Shishis, Bishal Shishis Nifzal the Shvius, then Kol HaSvichim are in fact Mutarim. And there's also a Tosis, Rabbi Osai, Mesech the Kiddushin. Whoever learned Kiddushin of base, raise your hand. Did you learn these things? You skipped them, Bar Israel. Skipped them. Who else? Skipped them? Skipped them? You did it! He's my man. A little bit. Yeah, the Yeshiva Sheminig is to skip. I confess, when I learn Kiddushin, I also skip it. I want to get into marriage. Kiddushin is not spending a week. That's a takes. If you want to go to the Sugya properly, it's right at the beginning. It's just brought Derech Agav. Lashon Zoch, Lashon the Cave. It has nothing to do with the whole Sugya, but you know. Some refuse to skip anything, which I can understand that. Okay, so here we have a Tosis, the famous Tosis of Estrik Shava Le'ilan B'Gimel Derachim. Okay, we can't read the entire sugya now, but I'm reading you an excerpt of a Tosis. It starts in Beis and Midbeis and Kiddushin, goes over to Gimel and Manav. I think I'm not sure it's in the Otzer or not. Let me read it to you, the relevant part. This is Fallas. I'm in Kiddushin of Gimel and Aleph. Either if you have it, Elzer may have it. We'll get a separate Gemara Kiddushin. It does not have it. Right, not, right? I was very disappointed. Didn't have it. I don't know why, but I'm not here to argue. Can't get our money back. Okay. But this is what it says in Masechta Kiddushin and Tosis, towards the end of the Tosis, the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Read you the words. So it says, "Shema minah de lo azlin and klal b'yerek basa lakita, el basa rov gidulim, midashari sviche shishin nichnu l'shvitz." All of a sudden, he throws in rov gidulim. That's not what the Rosh said. The Rosh said, "Bishal shishin nichnu l'shvitz." Sounds to me, as long as it even starts minimally in shishin, it should be mutter. And here he's saying, no, you need Rov Gidulim. You follow Rov Gidulim, not Lakita itself, but you have Rov Gidulim. What's going on over here? V'yesh lomar, True, we don't follow Lakita, but we also don't follow Chanata. As opposed to trees, you follow the Chanata. V'hashtel the Shvi'is, Esrik Shavah le'ilon. How so? The Havaki Yerek, Havazlina Basar, again, Rov Gidl. In two places, he says the word Rov Gidl. This is against everybody. Pashtus. Pashtus, the Rush said, as long as it starts, we'll see what that means. The Rambam says it followed the Lakita. And here, the Tosfos in the middle of nowhere, the last few lines, twice he used the same expression of Rov Gidl. Now, that's a very big Kiddush. The very big Kiddush. So, sure enough, I saw in the Sefer, Shmita Kil Chosa of Sternbuch, Shalita. He talks about this in Perek Beis. Footnote Beis. Shegazru Chazal al Svichin b'Yerek, Asu Rakim Nizim b'Shana Hashviyas, O Shekola Gidloi b'Shviyas, Avlem Hischa Ligdol b'Shishis, Av Sheikha Gidloi b'Shana Hashviyas, Lo Gazru Yisra Svichin, Shagzerim b'Shem Ovi Avera, Shem Yezu b'Shviyas, Lechol Shem Yezu b'Shishis, Lo Gazru, Kedusha Shviyas, and then it has Kedusha. Fine. This is the Shita that we learned. This is the Shita Harosh. And Pashas the Rash as well. Says the Chazanish, we pass in this way against the Rambam and the Rash Shulio. Then he throws in Tosfos Kedusha Aveis Gimel. You see, not have to start the Gidul. It Rov Gidula. Whoa. Uvalav hachi, if it doesn't have Rov Gidulo, Yesh Isu Svichim. And then he adds, Rakdatam Shom and Kedushin, Afilu Le'inyan Kedusha Shvias came. Whoa. Kedusha Shvias? Is that what Tosfos meant? Not clear to me. He's assuming Tosfos meant, even if a Kedusha Shvias, also the Rov Gidul wins, and it's not that depend upon Lakita as such. He looked in the Ramban in the Parshas Bahar, and he says he's mekel, but nilkat v'hosif b'shvius. He's not sure. He's mekel to plead like the Rash, even if Rov Gidula b'shvius is okay. We don't know. It's not completely clear in the Ramban's lashon what he means. And he found Kalkeles HaShvius, who says that the Ramban was like Tosfos. I assume he's a Tosfos in Kiddushin. Then he has further than that. Lama nisbo lechatchil al Rash. B'shoah shekolhani poskim pligi alav. Rosh Hashanah Rabbeinu Arambam. We also got a title, Rabbeinu Arambam. You want to be machal like him? It's Rabbeinu Arambam. Ha'koponu begodol ruv b'shvius. In other words, he's saying there are three shittas. That's the Rav Sternbuch is so. The biggest makel is the Rosh. As long as it starts, we'll see what that means. The biggest machmir is the Rambam, even if you pluck it, even though all grew on Shishis, Peshuto, Chazdish is 99% grew on Shishis, it would be Isus Fichim. And the middle group depends upon the majority. Let's be centrist Orthodox Jews. We'll follow the middle Shita. Imagine your Sturmer for the Badatz wants to be a centrist and follow the middle Shita. That's what he says. Despite that, says Rav Sternbuch, that's what I think. On top, I follow the Chazanish, who's makel by the Rabbanans, but in my opinion, it can only be makel b'shas hadchak. And then he says, the Pasa Shulchan talks about this as well. Let's see what he says. He calls it over here, Simen. Chav Beis. Simen Chav Beis is really Simen Gimel. I told you, the first 19 we don't have. It's important that whenever you see a big Simen in Pasuk Shulchan, just subtract the number 19. Okay? So, 22 minus 19 is 3. Simen Gimel. Din Gimel. Okay? Let's see. Din Gimel. He talks about Svichim. Okay? We know this. Whoa. Only fruits, but not vegetables. Okay. Then it says, some say asfichim, it's like Urukus, Shetzamchu b'shvius. They're not also called as manabir shebishvius. What does this mean? It means Rashi Shita, presumably. Are they Urukus, Shetzamchu b'shishis, Ubishlu the Gamma b'shishis, Mutaran b'achila, Kedusha shvius? Who said so? Rashi Ramban. Rashi Ramban. So that's what we have over here in the Pnim, in the main section, which is called the Pasa Shulchan. And the side is what we call the Beis Yisrael, which is the longer discussion. And according to Rav Sternbuch, again, you have to look carefully in the small print. Naktina lahok karash v'ramban umavua b'dvarav even called the Ramban lo shari ala shagadlu ligamre b'shishis. More than that, now we have a fourth shita. Let's chazer again. The pasha pshat the way the chazer nish pass like the rush as long as it starts in shishis. Tosfos and Kedushin says it has the majority in shishis. Rabban, the way he understands, has to have the entirety in shishis, except you pluck it in shvius. And the Rambam says, even in that case, entirety or near entirety, it's still going to be awesome. That's what he's suggesting, four possibilities. What about the Rash himself? Pashtus is, I don't know, what do you say about the Rash? Usually the Rush and the Rash are a team, right? Now the Rush, let's read the Rush we read already. What did Rush say? We do it one more time. We'll see soon that he's going to... When he gets into a chumrah, watch out. The Rush we read already. What did Rush said? Sounds like as long as it started, it's good enough. That's Pasha Pshat. As long as it started, it's good enough. Take a look at the end of the Rush, the very end of the Rush in Mishnah Aleph. What does it say? I have a little word af in brackets. You have a brackets by your af? Yeah? Af the kol gidulam haya b'shvius mutarim. Okay. Now, the question according to whom is it going? It's an interesting expression. To lo asra Torah. Torah is a mitaraisa. It's Rabbi Kiva. He's going called Rabbi Kiva. He says, "Oh, some shiatsu b'shvius asur achil Rabbi Kiva midaraisa rabbi midaraisa sofer." But svichim shiatsu b'shvius af the kol gedulam haya b'shvius mutarim lo asra Torah el oh some shiatsu b'shvius chutz mitzvua d'kama b'yushalim pekvasa d'maisrus lo hivia shlish b'shvius asur mishmen svichim shvius etc. Come to that a little bit later. Before Shirusham. So now, again, the Rush is what I said. Everything, it all grows in Shvius, it's still mutter, at least according to Rabbi Kiva, presumably according to us as well. Why not? Why should there be a change? So, yeah. The Rush is a bit different. But turn to the Rush on both sides. Let's turn to the Rush towards the end of Mishnah Aleph. Towards the end of Mishnah Aleph. Miu mashkachas lo. After he quotes from Roshana Tetzvav, sheschilu latzeis b'shishis, v'nigma rov gidulan b'shvius, to lo mitzri b'shem svichim. Whoa, rov! Whoa, rov! That means that if you look at this, you get an impression that it's like the Tosfos in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Rov. It's not just the Tosfos in some faraway place. It's a Rosh on the spot. That's what it would appear. Right? So that's Rav Sternberg is screaming. It's not just the Tosfos Kedushin. It's the Rosh. So it would appear. So it would appear. Now, comes Rav Sternberg with the following interesting footnote. It's the same footnote. And there's a very loaded comment. Here's another Rash as well. Perikei Mishnah Gimel. We'll get to it later. And he quotes Perik Tes over there. Then he has a word. Uvazeh asi shapir sheshavim azeh yerek l'tfuah. Yeah, sure, they're shavim. Yerek is not enough the beginning. And tfuah is not enough at the beginning. But that's where the comparison ends. Why? We just saw about tfuah. Didn't we see about tfuah? We saw it a minute ago about tfuah. We saw the Rosh Chodesh Yerushalmi depends upon Shlish. Now, I was a math major. Last I remember, Shlish is less than half. Still true. So what do we mean to say? Here he requires Rov Gidulo, and here it's if only one third came, it's two thirds left. So what do we mean to say? I mean, it's only the same insofar as it's not enough to have a mashu to begin. That's not exactly the same. It's a Bezel Asi Shapir. That expression is a very strange expression. In any event, Rabosai, in any event, there are those who disagree and say no. It's enough to have just the beginning of the beginning of the beginning on Shishis. They claim the Ramban holds the same way. I is a fight in the Ramban. The Ramban is the following expression. Quote, V'afal pi shegadol legamrei b'shishis. That's a phrase which the Rav Sternberg wanted to say meant that you require Gadol Legamrei B'Shishis to avoid the problem of Svichim. If you look carefully in the Ramban on Chumash, it could be read differently. That's as far as Kedusha Shvi'is is concerned. But as far as Svichim, the Ramban will agree with the Rosh. As long as it begins at the beginning of the beginning, that is good enough. Now, the Chazon Ish talks about this. You have my Chumash? We have a Chumash, I think, somewhere on top. Those who have the oats who have the Chumash and Ramban, Perek Chaf Hei. I don't know. I mean, let's read it together. Who's right? The Ramban's phrase is straight in front of us. Those words, but the question is, what is it referring to? Is it referring to the Svichim problem or the Kedusha Shvi'is problem? Okay. Quotes us at great length. He says like that. Aval kolei arachos. Its paragraph begins the word hasfichim. At least in my edition. Aval kolei arachos shetzamchul b'shishis v'nilkutu b'shvius. Yesh mekdusha shvius l'chol dineha. Right. Ve'afal pi shegadol legamrei b'shishis. If you follow the Lakita, Aval ein behemishim svichim, sheinu sviche shvius, shei b'shishis. What's the next word? Samchu. Who wants to translate the word samchu? They sprouted. Then he adds, va'filu hosifu b'shvius ein behem din svichim. Hosifu how much? 99%. That's what I want to read the Ramban. Doesn't go into details. I would prefer reading the Ramban that fashion. I want to be a makel of the shaila, because that's critical. Halacha lemaisa. That's my read. Okay. Now the Chazon Ish talks about this as well in Shvius Simen Chav Beis. We'll see. We have great stories about the Chazon Ish. Yes, sir.
Rav Chaim Shapira Ben Minyaski on Yerushalmi and Yerushalmi, he says that the Yerushalmi in Isser Safif and Loaz Zinan Baruch Besser Lakita Ala Besser Tefilas Gedulin Befoshes Tefilas Gedulin.
Correct. That's what the Chazon Ish paskened. Tchilas is the absolute beginning, the tiniest beginning. We'll see soon in greater detail. Okay. He says, "Nira de Yerek Hanizra Kodem Hashashana Demut the Mishmas Tefillin, that's Rash. Just Nizra. It's planted. V'ramban. The Kruv has new leaves, Olam Chadashim. Gam came in Torah Mishmas Tefillin. I toast in Kiddush Nabeis. Claims the Chazanish. Listen to this now. Ze Eino Rak in Kiddush Shvis. L'masha Kosov Sham. Tazina Basarov Gidulon. Avon Yen Tefillin. Kamed lo gozu al zesh et samach b'shishis hakol mutter. Whoa! So I got the impression from the Chazon Ish, after reading more carefully, he interpreted the Torah and Kedushin that Beis and Gimel, Rov Gidulam, referring to Kedushin Shvius and not referring to Svichin. I don't know. Rav Sternbach said they're referring to Svichin and even Kedushin Shvius. You have to look more carefully. That Torah is a complicated Torah. You said you learned it? Who learned it? You'll tell us tomorrow who's right, okay? What's pshat in the Torah and the Kiddush? It's very hard to know. What does it mean? Is it Rov Gidulin relevant to Svichim, Kiddush Shvius, or both? You'll let me know tomorrow. You have to spend quite a while to figure out what you think is the correct pshat in the Torah. But in any event, he says as long as it starts, it's good enough. So he writes. Now, but the Rash did use the expression of Rov Gidulin B'Shvius, right? And the Rosh said the same thing. Kol Gidulin B'Shvius. That's what the Rosh said. Lost for Torah. Don't level a level of the Raisa. However, Rabbi Osai, I'm going to tell you some great stories. Stories are better than anything else. Mamish Gevaldik stories. I encountered my Sefer Peirush Shvius, and much of it is quoted from the Sefer Mishnas Yosef, which I have here too. I'll read it from here, because it's just easy to find for those who want. Those who want to go back to the Mishnas Yosef, it's in Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed Hei. Here it's in page Samach and Samach Aleph. Great stories. He says like this. This is also in the Mishnah Yosef, here on our Mishnah, Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph, page Tesvav. Misaprin, Shechazan Ish, Horakein Alocha Lamaisa, B'omdo, B'sada, B'meshek, Liyadah. He went and took a personal trip, tour. Shadai bin Nevita B'shishis. That's what it says in here. But in Shut Mishnah Yosef, Rav Yosef Lieber ben Shlita, one of the great Gedolim Tamid HaChacham of our times in Yerushalayim, he wrote four volumes on the Masechta, straight through, and he has four more volumes, Shut, about Shvius. Who remembers last year? In Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. Remember now, that was our favorite Sefer, Mishnas Yosef, right? Same author. He had a whole Sefer just about Beis HaKnesses. He's a big Talmud Chacham. So the Shut, he writes as follows. A letter from Rabbi David ben Zion Klein Shlita, Av Bezn Yesodot. You know what Yesodot is? You know what Yesodot? Isn't one of the poles that go to kibbutzim there? It's Chavetz Chaim and B'yad Benyamin, Yisodot. It's in the same, not far from Karen B'Yavna. It's all that whole, I think it's somewhere there. I think it's passing on the road, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And Yizachisi Oz Lios Nochak B'Mechisis HaGoyen HaKodesh Chazanish Tzatzal. But also Mamre B'Meshet Nitiva. That's the name of the farm. Asap Aguf of the Yuvda Hechi Havi. Anshi ha-meshik lo yochu la-hachlid im yorokos she-besod ha-zu hem begedin devita b'shishis. Ki lo ro b'chol ha-sod ha-hetev yitzies ha-zeroim ha-pnei ha-karka. So Chazon Ish told the merakez ha-meshik, take mulo choft of karka im zeroim from the corner of the field, where there was no seed visible above the ground. They found the seed was still complete. The way they put it in, garnished. Disappointment. Take a second time, further into the field. Oh, the seed was open, nothing went out. No, gamzela motzuchei b'nei chazanish. Take from a third place, like a rebbe. A third place. Od yoser b'fnei masada. Sham nimsa shikva yotza zera p'nei hakarka. Taina shahoysa nivita k'tzas. A little bit above the ground. Al smach zeh, shabarov asada hoysa nivita. Hit there is kol asada, the entire field. Finished. Maisa shahoya. And the Mishnah Yosef goes further here in our Mishnah. Novel if Yaros Moran Chazanish Lizrael if Neishvias Yerakos Rav O Natiot O Du O Natiot. Where's Otniel? That means it comes out twice in a season. Du O Nati. As it comes out. Uva Ofen She Yitzmichul if Nei Rosh Hashanah Shal Shvias As Yuchlu Lechol Gam Ei Yerakos Agadelos Achar Aktsira Rishona. They cut it once and walk. That's not Baba Basra, right? Ches Kabbatim at the beginning, they talk about these kind of things, right? What? No? Shiva Shemesechta. Right? Shacha. Achar Aktsir Rishona Kichemut Lass is calling this a Lakhima. Because once you started the first smicha, or twice, three times, whatever it is, a little Sugis Gemara, it works. This is Halacha Lamaisa, stories from Chazanish, Halacha Lamaisa, what absolutely happened in real life. Now, what do you see from this, Rabbi Osai? It's not a halachic shear. If a halachic shear, how can you be so makel? The answer is the mitzias. When do we suspect the guy of wrongdoing? As long as in part of the field it jumped up above the ground, it indicates that it was obviously whatever he did was done before Shvius. Because before Shvius was visible in one place. That's good enough for the entire field. That's Pashup Shah. Ad Khan, Rabbi Osai. Ad Khan. Who of all people is the biggest machmir in Shaila, believe it or not? We're not looking for machmir over here. Shlomo Zalman. Can you imagine that? He wants to be machmir. This is not what we're used to. But the truth is the truth, right? We don't play games. Shlomo Zalman has in his... This is in the back of the Sefer. In the back. This is Simon Yud of the towards the end. Shlomo Zalman Shet Tzadik. He prints those who oppose him. This officially came out in Shnas Hashvita Tovshin Chav Vav. That was when I was in Eretz Yisrael. Didn't know anything. B'yarchan Kol Torah. I assume we came from the Yeshiva Kol Torah. He was a Shlomo Yeshiva Kol Torah. I actually visited Kol Torah when I was there, but I didn't have the wisdom to. Went after Shlomo Zalman, we were foolish teenagers that didn't understand anything. Okay, whatever. But there was a big tumult about it. So Shlomo Zalman printed it, and two gedolim, two rabbanim, Rav Gaon, argued with him. And we print what he wrote, and what they responded. So Simon Yud is Rav Shlomo Zalman's original. And Simon Yud, he says, come on. Tvua, we used to saw Tvua. Tvua has to have one third. Mefurisha Yerushalmi. So if Tvua requires one third, you're going to tell me that Yerukas Amashu? That's exactly what Rav Sternbuch said. He took it a little extreme. So you have to have the Rove in Yerukas, which corresponds to his numeth to the Shlish of Tvua. So Shlomo Zalman said, all right. After something more, so what is the corresponding sheet according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman? What we call Onas HaMasros. You guys spoke about Onas HaMasros generally is one third. Generally speaking, that's what it is. Comes Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and says like this: Kamolian Tfua, you need Shlish, Kachkan be Yerukas. Nay, the Kedusha Shvius has lina basal the kitas. Tvua follows shlish for kedusha shvius also, so it's a natural shear. Here, when it comes to yerakas, lakita determines for trumas meisus and kedusha shvius, but for svichim sagi beonoson lemeiser shechayav megdol megtanin, and therefore those are yerakas shedak on the heachel alin. In other words, the vegetation itself, that is what you eat. Sagi b'mashot samchu maat b'shishis. Okay, v'ele shemotziin peiros kamo kishu and adiluin cucumbers, b'inon dafka sheyetsu tchilas ha'pri b'shishis. I don't know too much about these things. What's little gourds or squash, whatever it may be. So you have first the leaf comes out. That leaf goes to the garbage. What you eat is the, we'll call it the fruit itself. These are what fruit meaning vegetable, but the, you know what I'm talking about. It's not anything leafy. I guess spinach is an example. What else is leafy? Maybe lettuce. You're eating the leaves. But other things, you don't need the leaves. The leaves go in the garbage. You're eating the fruit. It's not enough that the leaf sprouted before Rosh Hashanah. Only if the fruit itself, rak oz, havlik havoz, shlish betvua, alo bepachos mizeh, and others disagree with me. So I'll explain what I say at greater length. How can you say that a mashu should be worked according to Rabbi Akiva? Akiva is an Indian of Daraisa. Forget about it. And that's how he learns Pshat in the Rash, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Let's open to the Rash, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, and see what it says. Rabosai? Is it on the Marma Komos? Am I correct? You give me my own sheet. That's right. So I don't have my own Marma Komos. Should be an extra copy somewhere. Let's see if it's here. No? Can you put it on? Why not? Okay. Let's see. Rash Perakei Mishnah Gimel. I know why. It was too long. I didn't want to put the whole thing on. It was much, much too long. So let's take a look at if we can. He quotes a Yerushalmi. Oh, I know. I put the Yerushalmi on it. That's why. I didn't put the Rash on. I put the whole Yerushalmi on it. So I'm going to see the Yerushalmi. Those who have Yerushalmi Shvius, it's Perek Hey, Halacha Beis. I knew it was some method to my madness. Perek Hey, Yerushalmi, Halacha Beis. Okay? I told you that I wanted you to see this. It's important to see in general. I do have a Hebrew version somewhere here. Aleph to Hey. This I got. This comes from my shul. I always prefer the Hebrew to the English, but I have the English of the first also. In the yeshiva, I got the English of, I have English only of the second volume. And I understand Hebrew, but I just couldn't get the same. So we have, this is the Hebrew version. Perek Hey, Halacha Beis. Rishon, Perek Hey, Halacha Beis. Look together. Perek Hey, Halacha Beis. How do you know it's Halacha Beis here? Let's see. Halacha Beis. Okay, found Halacha Beis. Let's take a look together. If you have a otzer, you should certainly have it. Rav Yosef Posla Masnis Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Hashvius. Not Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Shvius of Shvius. This is the sixth year. Also Beitzim Lefnei Shvius V'Dichno B'Shvius. So then there's room to be Mekil. Now those who have the Rash in Perek Elecha Gimel can see it there a little bit. It says Yerushalmi. But I want you to see the whole thing over here because I want you to see different Perush. And those who don't have the Yerushalmi should at least look in the Rash in Perek Elecha Gimel where this Yerushalmi is quoted. Where is it? So here it is. The first half is a long, long Rash towards the beginning. I say the words towards the beginning, not at the beginning, but towards the beginning. It says Rav Yosi, you see, Rav Yosi is spelled Yud Vav Samach Hey. Here it's spelled with a Yud. Rav Yosi Pasala. Masis Lev Shad Shvius. I have a Hey in Mayalkan Hagos. Those who have the same edition. Okay? Not with Lev Shad of Shvius, also Beitzim, the Lev Shvius, Vedichno, Beshvius, etc., etc., etc. And the Rash explains what this means. You know, he always, the Rash quotes Yerushalmis, then he explains them at length. He quotes the whole thing, then explains it. So the explanation is a bit later on in the Rash. He says, Masnisin b'shanata b'shishis v'asa beitza b'shishis. Okay? So the word beitza means, pashup shad, an egg. Right? An egg. That's what the Rash seems to say. This is right towards the very end of the Rash in Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel. That's the way it seems to have understood the words of the Yerushalmi. That's what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman understood. So, that's not just stam a little mashu, a size of an egg. That's like that's a big deal. So he's assuming Rabbi Shlomo Zalman that is in fact onas hamaisus. Who said that pshat? The Pnei Moshe. The Chumash came after the Rash, but he's a classic Peirush on the side of the Yerushalmi. Every Yerushalmi has a Peirush, right? Also based on the Fnei Shviyas, Kolomar, V'nisgadel Kishir Beitz on the Fnei Shviyas, Shugidel HaNikur B'chol Mokom. So he doesn't say, Onus HaMashis, but you see, size of an egg is not a mashah, no matter what you say. So that's some Shlomo Zalman's proof. Okay, yeah? That it doesn't say.
Some don't get that.
Correct? It doesn't say. However, if you have a Chaim's chat, you have a Chaim on this Rishami, you should have a Chaim on the side.
Yeah.
So I have it from the. I should have a Chaim here too, but I don't. But I have the Marav Fulda. Marav Fulda is also a very beautiful pshat in the Rishami, which they put in the new Ozvadi Rishamis. What does he say? Asa beitzim, hainu gidulim. No. Doesn't mean from the word beitzim is an egg. It means, and this is found in the critique of Rav Shlomo Zalman by a great man named Rav Kalman Kahana. You ever hear of him? Rav Kalman Kahana was the Rebbe of Kibbutz Chofetz Chaim. You know what that is? Now it's famous for its water park. That's where the guys go. But it was the Kibbutz Chofetz Chaim, which was founded, I think, when the Chofetz Chaim passed away in the 30s. He was a Talmud of the Chazanish and ran after him with all the Bechus HaShviz, and we'll see later. Rav Chazanish actually referred to his Sefer, believe it or not, in the document that he drew up. Ad Kedei Kach. So he was a major Talmud. He was a Rav originally in Fulda, in Germany. And as a matter of fact, or obviously, Rebbe there, one of my Balabatim, who just passed away last year at the age of over 90, was his Talmud in Fulda. He went to visit him in Eretz Yisrael. He was very grateful. So he says differently. He says like the Marav Fulda, and Rav Chaim Kanevsky has exactly the same pshat. And Rav Kalman Kahana, here in arguing with Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he quotes him, he's not afraid to quote him, on page Rav Kalman Kahana, he's quoted by on page Kuf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, he says as follows. No. He says, for us a beitz lefnei shviyas, I thought Rav Shlomo Zalman was right. No. Shehevi gidulin v'nokat gidulin k'leshli choshev svichei shviyas. And Rav Fulda said, he came from Fulda, the Rav Kalman Kahana. For us a beitzim hainu gidulin v'lo niska kan shir klal ele etzem hagidul. V'hu milashon butz o bits beitz. You have any Hebraists here? What does it mean an egg? It means a growth. Right? So if you look in the dictionary, you'll see it's true. It means to grow. I frecht Rav Shlomo Zalman gewalt, but it's no way comparable to tvua. Bein shalolim. It's no way comparable to Tzvua. So basically what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is asking fundamentally, aside from this kash that he has over here, right? He's asking a kash of Svara. So Rav Kalman Kahana asks us as follows. Vishare hezber lo ninalu. There's an expression in the Gemara, Shari Demos Lenanulu, an expression of the Poskim, Shari Terutz Lenanulu, and he says, Shari Hezbo Lenanulu. Yabakasha, Kasha. Look in Hilchos Shviyas, Hanalsha. Who wrote Hilchos Shviyas? I don't know what the Sefer is. I get the impression Hilchos Shviyas, whoever wrote it, gave some kind of a Hezbo. Maybe look it up on your bibliography. Who's Hilchos Shviyas? Whoever is it, it's more than 48 years old. So something like that. So it's just, as many years as that is. So, I don't know who wrote it. That's what he says? Good. So this is a dispute which you and I can't resolve. Now we come, almost done, let's discuss a third category. Orez V'dochen. Orez V'dochen. Let's take a look at Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. Give a look. This is on the Marma Kamos. Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. I asked to see the Rosh. The Rosh is in parentheses. You know why? It's too long. I mean, we may refer to it a little bit, but we don't want to overburden everybody. Those who want to look it up, fine. I'm not against it. Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. Ha'orez v'adochen. V'apragen v'ashumshim and sheshrish lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Mis asrin l'sha'ovar. U'mutaren b'shvi'is. V'im lav asurin b'shvi'is u'mis asrin l'shanah haboh. Says the Heilige Rosh. Orez v'dochen, min kitnius. We call it rice and millet. Okay. Mis asrin l'sha'ovar. K'mas l'shanah sha'ovar. Im shniyah maser hasheni. Im shlish maser honi. U'mutaren b'shvi'is. T'ein b'em kiddush l'shvi'is. Why? Kevin shishrishu l'kodem Rosh Hashanah. Whoa. Hishrishu. They took root. Garcin in the Perakama, the Rosh Hashanah, says the Heilige Rosh. Tomorrow, after seeing Rosh Hashanah, but today we'll just, I guess, look in the Rosh for the moment. So tomorrow, Gemara Rosh Hashanah will be critical. If you have an Otzer, fine. If you don't have an Otzer, get a hand on Gemara Rosh Hashanah. They're planting them around, and then we should have it in front of you. What does it say? Omer Abonan Ila Basachanata, Yerech Basalakita, Tvuv Zesa Basaravos Shlish. This is as far as Shuma Samai, so we already mentioned this earlier today. Hani Kaman Shavin Rabbanon. Why are we suddenly going with Shrishu? It's against all the rules. Hada Marava, Mitoch Shasuyin, Perachin, Perachin, Asa Rabbanon, Basar Hashrosha. So Naya Maisa, the rabbis decided we're going to ignore all the official three milestones. What are they respectively? Let's go again. Trees budding, vegetables picking, grains a third. We're going to know all three and follow the mere rooting. Hashrosh, Pirish, the Rosh explains the Gemara. Hayom lokte mat, umafrichin, v'chein lemocha, v'chein b'chol yom, v'ein elkotin kiyachas, v'ein b'vien shlish levasachas. So those milestones, which we follow for other comparable vegetation, for example, Rabosai, Yerokos, this is a kind of Yerek. We always harvest Yerokos in one shot. You want to compare it to Tvur, because rice is a little bit like grain, but doesn't bring one third in one shot. So the two, those will be a little bit inappropriate to follow those milestones, because you have the funny field. Half is this year, half is that year, half is Shvi'is, so that's crazy. Nimtzachodesh v'yoshin milroven yachad. Im ha'ochem ben achal l'kito achal v'ashlish. Hilkoch? Also, Rabban Abbas of Ashrosha, who Veshonach of Ashrosha called Soda. What is this? Reform Judaism? It's not convenient to walk to Shul anymore in the summer. We'll drive to Shul. Well, what's going on over here? That's what it sounds like. Chalilah, that's what it sounds like. You have rules and regulations the Torah Kadosha give, but it's inconvenient because you're going to be, some will be before, some will be after. You're not going to get them mixed up. You have to go put a guy to the watch. All right, we'll pick our own standard. Hashrasha, what is this? Okay, umasa peres ilan v'kitnis v'irek l'rabbanon kavuzman l'chol echad k'viroh. Oh, says the Rosh, it's all by the Rabbanon. Okay, with Rabbanon, hey mamru v'hey mamru. That I understand very well. Gvaldik shvius. Shvi'es Rabosa, says the Heilige Rosh, uveshvi'es b'zman azari, v'rebihi, opening the shir, perek ha-sholeach, it's only with the Rabbanon. How do you like that? Okay. Rabbanon can do what they want to make it more convenient for us, to be able to one standard measure for all the rice that grows in the field, etc. Moving so far? Uvetoras kohanim, asmechu akra, the Tanya. Minayin la'oriz v'dochen u'pargin shishum shemin shishrishu lifnei Rosh Hashanah shekos nosu b'shviyis tam lova saftas tu asa b'shviyis yochal afish lo shrishu tam lova sheshan d'zara saftas v'safta shisha zoran v'shisha osvin v'lo shisha zoran v'shisha shiva osvin. Adrosh is chazal. Says the Rosh, come on. That's a smach to be alm. It's not a real Drosh. Come on. So that's the Rosh in Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. Rabosai, that being the case, If you follow the Rosh, there's no Kedusha Shvias either. It's not like a Svichin Din. There's no Kedusha Shvias. Remember, Mutar B'Shvias, Damon Kedusha Shvias, Kamer Shvias, Kamer Shana. That's where we started the Rosh. That's where we started. So that's why the Rosh felt stuck. Svichin is the Rabbanim. The Shvias is the Reis. Must be Rebbe. The B'Shvias is the Rabbanim. What the Rosh thinks is true, the Rosh thinks is impossible. The Rosh thinks is impossible. And it's the Rosh only in brackets. Let's take a look briefly. I'm not going to read the entire thing, it's not very long. But he does cite this possibility. V'lo mistabek klal. It's towards the beginning of this lengthy Rosh. V'lo mistabek klal emeimar b'shvius v'zan hazeh derat v'rebihi. Does it make sense? Me'le tzvu v'zesim, they've heard a pasuk in Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel. Okay, that's fine. And Zaysim is called Tvua, Tvua's Yekah, fine. Anavim is also included. Okay? But what do you do with this then? There's a problem. Says the Rash, Zagzeres HaKosef. He takes the Torah's Kohanim and seems to say, it's a Din Gomer Midoraisa. Okay, who could argue with the Drosh's Chazal? So, Rabbi said, we're out of time. So, Bishop, tomorrow we'll have to discuss this issue of Orez V'Dochen and see the various opinions with respect to Orez V'Dochen. Quite complicated. And after we finish that, we'll talk about Tvua itself, different versions, Rabbi said. And we'll have to discuss, finally tomorrow, Mr. Shem, does the Yisus Svichin, is it limited to Machal Adam, or does it apply to items which are not human, fit for human consumption, as well. Okay.